Life is as tedious as a twice-told tale, vexing the dull ear of a drowsy man. That's a quote from William Shakespeare's little-known history, King John, running through the middle of August at the Marin Shakespeare Company. And given the way this play has been treated over the years, you'd think Shakespeare was talking about the play's tedium as much as he was describing the monotony of life. Though it was one of the Bard's most widely produced plays, way back in Victorian days, the poetry-packed thriller, it was originally titled The Life and Death of King John, has become one of Shakespeare's all-but-forgotten shows. In some ways, that's not a surprise. Modern audiences want guarantees. There is no worse condemnation of a play than to hear the words, "I've never heard of it." But then, few except for historians know much about King John either, the guy, the actual historical figure on whom the play is based. Best known as the foppish foil to Robin Hood, who may not even have actually existed, King John ruled England, running part of it into the ground through a series of pointless and costly wars in the early 13th century. He reluctantly signed the Magna Carta, ushering in a new era of judicial liberty. He stood up to the Pope, which made him a bit of a hero to his people, but almost certainly then had his nephew Arthur murdered, a crime that made him so notorious he eventually lost the power to effectively rule. He died probably of a bad stomach, though possibly after being poisoned. Except for the part about his nephew being murdered, for which Shakespeare creates a reasonable alibi, and the bit about dying of a bad stomach, none of the juicier parts of King John's actual story appear in the play King John. It's mostly about his battles with the Pope. But, and here's the kicker, the play is actually pretty good. In the slightly baffling but gleefully larger-than-life production currently running in San Rafael, the Marin Shakespeare Company stages King John with the clear understanding that the play needs a little help to achieve mass appeal. Under the direction of Leslie Shisgall Currier, the production becomes less of a historical relic and more of a goofy comic melodrama, complete with ominous organ music to accompany the appearance of certain bad guy characters. John's enemies are all turned into wacky cartoons with outrageous Monty Python-like accents. And the action is staged like a medieval soap opera, careening from goofy bits of comedy, including a hoop skirt battle between two pushy royal women, bouncing their balloon-like dresses against one another like two bulls fighting for space. There's even a judicious beheading that is played less for gruesomeness than for laughs. The weird thing is, it works. Though the cast is uneven and the pacing a bit too plodding in the first act, this is a King John that really is entertaining, especially in the second half, when Shakespeare's plot really starts cooking. In this play, the John who once schemed to become king has done it and ends up wondering why he even bothered. Marin Shakespeare Company's production isn't the most subtle version of King John you'll ever see, if you do ever see another version, and it's unlikely to be the classiest, but it just might be the most fun. King John runs Friday through Sunday through August 12th at the Forest Meadows Amphitheater on the Dominican University campus in San Rafael. You can learn more at marinshakespeare.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.